Welcome to the Stronger Women Podcast. I'm Casey. Today we have Mrs. Kit on to discuss making time for prayer time. Ms. Kit, could you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I would love to. My name is Kit Mullins, and I grew up in Abilene. And my husband and I worship here at Baker Heights Church of Christ. Between us, we have 6 kids and 15 grandkids.
Wow.
I own a web development marketing agency in Abilene, and I've done that for about 13 years now. And I became a serious Bible student in my mid-20s because I wanted to have confidence in what God said about salvation. And I also wanted my children to grow up in a home where we loved the text. So that's kind of a little bit of a background about me.
That is awesome. Thank you for sharing. Well, let's just get right into it. Where did you get the idea to make time for prayer time?
Well, the idea was not an original idea with me. It came from my daughter. She had been listening to a podcast, and in the podcast, the preacher that was speaking told about making a space for God. And he started with the story of creation in Genesis and said that God created this universe. He created the earth. He populated the earth with animals and plants and trees and seas and rivers and streams. And lastly, he created man and woman. And he blessed man and woman. And he said, I have created this space. Almost said that. Mm-hmm. And basically said, go fill it. Mm-hmm. And so man and woman do go forth, and they multiply, and they have families, and the earth is populated. And the people began very early on to turn away from God's will and God's ways. And God says, I'm going to choose a family, a nation to be just mine. And in the book of Exodus, we read that this chosen people, this chosen family, had been taken into slavery in Egypt, and God redeems them from Egypt. He delivers them out. And when he delivers them out, he wants to have a special relationship with this family. And he says, I tell you what, this time I want to build a special place, and I want you, man and woman, I want you to build it. And this time I, God, will fill that space. And so the idea of having a physical space or a space of time where we dedicate and set aside within our day to let God fill, this came from this podcast idea. And so as we talked about it, she overflowed with how excited she was about creating a space for God in her own life. And she said, you know, I want to be intentional. I want to be purposeful. I want to have a place and time where I come before God. And she went on to say that she was reading in Psalm 119. It said, 7 times a day,
wow,
I praise God. And she said, wow, that's not a command. It's an inspiration. And she said, I'm going to do that. And I said, you're going to do what? And she said, I'm going to find a way to praise God 7 times a day. And she said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take my phone and I'm going to set alarms. And I'm going to pray 7 times a day.
Wow.
It'll be a reminder to her to make space for God. And I thought, that's fantastic. And I said, I want to do it too. And so she was so excited and enthusiastic about it. I wanted to participate in that as well. And so I got my own phone and I set my own alarms and that were reminders to make space for God in my day. And, you know, I don't think it is about 7 times a day, like the psalmist said, or about 5 times or 3 times. It's not about the number of days, of times a day. It's about the intentionality of it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the idea came from.
Yeah, that intentionality really, the first time you said it too, really stuck out to me. I know it's just easy to just go through life, just go through the motions, and then time just gets away from you. And that's something I've been working on, is being intentional about parenting and just all the little things in life. So I'm excited to hear about your journey with prayer time.
Well, you know, and what you bring up about, we do get into this routine and we create these habits. And we can learn to create those habits for good if we're intentional about it, instead of having those habitual routines to where we go through the motions without focusing and having, I using the word intention again, but without creating a plan for that. And so let's use it for good.
Yeah. So you did this. You set alarms and you prayed throughout the day. How was that? Was it easy? Was it hard? How did that go?
Great question.
And how long did you do that?
Yes. Okay. So I started this 9 months ago in September. And it was really easy to start because you pick up your phone and you go, new alarm, and you set the time and you turn the little green button on.
We're so spoiled with our conveniences today.
That part was easy. And it was fun to think about the future, about how this was going to shape me. And so I was very eager to do that and to practice that. But what I found out the very first day is I set my phone beside me, as I always do, by my computer at work, and my alarm went off, and it's like 9 o'clock. Oh, yay, I get to spend a little time in prayer. So I sat at my desk and said a quick prayer, and it was wonderful. And then at noon, my alarm went off again because I set it for every 3 hours. And so at noon, it went off again. It's like, oh, it's number one, it's lunchtime, but number two, I get to pray. And so I spent just a few minutes there at pray before I went to lunch. But by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the interesting thing began to happen. It's that the alarm went off. I was really focused on a project and doing some development. And it's like, I hit the snooze button. And a few minutes later, it goes off again. And I hit the snooze button again. When the alarm went off and I reached to hit the snooze button the third time, I sat back in my chair and I thought.
You thought, this tells me something.
It does. It tells me something, and it doesn't necessarily tell me something that's really great. And so what I found was is that I could feel really guilty. Oh, I failed already. It's the first day. But I didn't feel guilty. I felt energized. I felt, okay, I can do this. I want to roll up my sleeves, and I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah, you're learning about yourself.
So I recommitted, and I did it again. And I stopped right then, and I went and did my 3 o'clock prayer. And I was really glad that I did. But I stayed right there at my desk when I did it. And so I found that I started out very eager, and then I felt interrupted. And I am going to admit, even annoyed that there was an interruption in my day, and I was annoyed that it was about God that I was interrupted. So I had some growing to do. I had some learning to do. I might say that I'm the kind of person that really wants to seek God's kingdom first, but I wasn't in that case. I might say I'm really devoted. That's where my heart is, but I wasn't doing what it says in Colossians or Romans or Acts about I wasn't devoted to prayer. I wasn't praying without ceasing. So I had some learning to do. And it's fantastic to think about an opportunity. I've got a growth spurt coming. And so that was really a good thing to look at. And so I had those struggles. I had the struggle with feeling a little bit interrupted. And so it went from easy to hard. And then I was like, I recommitted. So it was easy again. And then I realized I don't know how to focus when I'm in the middle of working, like when the alarm went off at 3 o'clock. It's like, how do you turn your mind off of all the responsibilities and the things that you have to take care of in that moment? And so I thought, another opportunity, another place that I can grow. So here was another hard spot, another hurdle, another ceiling that I came up against. And I needed to find a way to do that.
So not how did you do that?
Not long after that. I was listening to a podcast by a good friend of mine, Jadon Poindexter, and he did a sermon on prayer, and he talked about Luke 11:1, where it says that Jesus went out and prayed in a certain place. And I thought, that's what I need. That's exactly what I need, is a certain place. I need to get up from my desk, leave work behind, and go someplace else. So what did I do? I went and I found a chair in the corner of my guest room. And I thought, that's my certain place.
Yeah.
And so that's where I go every day and multiple times a day now. And so it's not a magical place. It's mm-hmm. not a mystical place. It is just a certain place.
Yeah. That reminds me of Matthew 6, I think, where it says to go in your house, go in a room in your house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what it was. It was this place where I could create this habit, this routine, if you will, mm-hmm. of going to spend some time with God. Mm. And, you know, there's some kind of psychological benefit that comes from doing something like that. Let me give you an example. My husband and I have dated every Friday night since we've been married. And occasionally we might miss one, but as a routine, we go out every Friday night. And often we go eat Mexican food. While we've ordered our food, our enchiladas, and we're waiting for them to be delivered, we're eating chips and hot sauce. But we often play a game. And while we play a game, we take out our phones and we open our calculator and keep score. Okay. So what I have found that when I go home, if there's some reason I need my calculator, I pull my calculator out on my phone and all of a sudden I'm craving chips and hot sauce.
Yeah.
Because like that's Pavlov's what dogs. I associate. Yeah. Exactly. And so that's what the certain place can do for you. Mm. If you go to that same place every time, it's where you have communication with God, where you talk to him, where you sit and meditate and you read his word, then you begin to have that desire, that trigger is that this is my God space.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's mystical, it's because it's created.
Yeah. My dad, I heard him in maybe a Bible class one time talking about my grandmother, his mother, and it was kind of a funny but sweet story. She was older, and he walked in her bedroom and saw her closet open. And I hope I'm telling this right, Dad. Daddy. he saw a chair in the closet, and he thought, oh, she climbed in this chair. She is too old for that. She's going to hurt herself. So he kind of scolded her and said, Mama, if you need something, we'll reach it for you. Just tell us what you need. And she said, no, that's my prayer. That's my prayer closet.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And that is exactly the example. And think about the impact that's had on her family. Mm-hmm. And so that's lovely. You know, another thing that I found as far as the easy, hard question was concerned is that I found it hard sometimes knowing what to pray, praying that frequently. And I hate to admit that, but for years, my routine prayers was what I'd call snack prayers. They're just a little bit, a tidbit, a morsel here and there. It wasn't really very spiritually nourishing, but yet it's like it tided me over till the next time I had a little snack. And what I did was, it's like I'd say a little prayer while I'm washing dishes, or I'd say a little prayer while I'm washing my hair, or while I'm vacuuming the floor, or while I'm driving from this place to that place. Yep. And so I realized when I started this make a space and time to be with God, what I had been doing was these little snack prayers were times that I had asked God almost, please share this time because I need to multitask. This is my driving time, but God, I want you to be a part of it. And that's not always bad. There's some benefit in that, but when that was all that I had, I was malnourished in some ways, and I wanted more. And so learning to have more of a healthy meal in my prayers has been very beneficial. So I called my daughter, and I said, are you having trouble with this? Am I the only one that's, like, doing this? I don't know exactly what to pray. And she goes, well, absolutely. I have had that same problem, and here's what I did. I set my alarms, and I set them at times. And so at each time, I prayed about a different theme or a different topic. And I thought, okay, share with me, what are you praying about? So she started her day with giving glory to God and gratitude. And then the next time the alarm went off, she prayed for her family and friends. Then the next time she prayed for the sick, the weak, the weary, the orphan, the widow, those who are marginalized sometimes in our society. Then the next time the alarm went off, she prayed for the church. Locally and worldwide, she prayed for our local community. She prayed for our nation and for all nations. And then last of the day, she did some self-examination. and she laid herself before God, and then she ended in gratitude. And so wow. I copied those same
that
times.
That is awesome.
Exactly what I did. And so I mimicked her good example that mm-hmm. she did there. But still, I found sometimes I was praying the same things repeatedly.
Yes.
And so I went to Scripture, and I took my prayer journal. This is what I started with. And I put little tabs up here for each of the times that I prayed. And so I would write a topic out. Probably can't see it, but you get the concept. I would write scriptures on the specific topic that I was praying about at that time. And so I can turn right to that.
Yeah.
And I pray those scriptures mm-hmm. as my prayer.
There's something really powerful about praying scripture.
Yes, is mm-hmm. that I was praying less for my wants and more for what God wanted.
Yes.
And so that has been another place that I hit a hard spot. I came up with a solution that somebody else maybe had recommended to me, and then it was easy again.
Yeah.
And so this has been really a cyclic yeah. journey that's yeah. been wonderful.
Those ups and downs, it's like an earthly relationship, like you have with your spouse, or
that's so true.
Me anyway.
So true.
Just, you know, sometimes you're just over the moon in love, and sometimes you don't feel that as much. You may feel annoyed or like you're struggling or frustrated, and then it's just... it's how a relationship is. And I never really thought about till you mentioned that, how our relationship with God, it's a relationship. And we may be really, feel really connected to God sometimes, and other times we may not. And prayer is just such a great way to just nurture that relationship. Like talking to your
yeah,
spouse.
Exactly. And that's a fantastic example. It's like sometimes we don't feel like it,
mm-hmm.
but it's the underlying commitment and devotion mm-hmm. that yeah. we have to the relationship that carries us through.
Yeah.
And then when you do feel it, it's awesome.
Yeah.
There's nothing like
yeah.
it. So that's a great example.
Yeah. Awesome. Another thing you mentioned was praying the scriptures.
Yes.
And not to give too much of a spoiler, but we're going to have another podcast episode with our friend Heather Jones, and she's going to delve into specifically how we can pray the scriptures, and it's going to be great. You'll have to tune in for that one.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that myself.
Yeah. So you mentioned a lot of these ways you've overcome struggles in this journey. So what kind of changes did you start to see changes, transformations in your life?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the first thing that I noticed was back to my daughter. I noticed that there were some transformations in her.
Mm.
The conversations that we had and the things that she wanted to talk about, what was on her mind and was kind of overflowing from her, was different. And I noticed that how she spends her time, what she does when she's online, like she's mm-hmm. listening to podcasts, mm-hmm. she's listening to Christian music, mm-hmm. she's studying the Bible all the time now. I noticed yeah. the relationship that she has with her husband. It's more bathed in appreciation for each other mm. and gratitude. You can see it's overflowed to him too. And they're kinder to one another. Mm. I don't think that's necessarily they got up one day and said, hey, let's be kinder to each yeah. other today. But it's happened.
Yeah.
And so that's been this amazing byproduct that comes from when you focus your mind over and over and over during the day, it keeps you on the right path.
Mm.
It
mm-hmm.
keeps you on the godly path, and mm-hmm. the fruits of the Spirit come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed that in her. And I noticed that she has more gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
She has more hope for eternal life. Mm-hmm. And she talks about that more. And she has more peace in this life. And so I wanted some of that too.
Yeah,
and so that's why
we all do.
Following right behind her. It's like, I want some of that. And
yeah.
so I saw the transformation in myself. I went from feeling annoyed because I was interrupted to some days I'll look at my phone and it's like, oh, it's 2:15. I still have 45 minutes before I can get in there and pray. I've got to keep working.
Uh-huh.
I long for that engagement now, mm. that time. And it's not every time is mm-hmm. not that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't always have that. But to go from being annoyed to even having that anticipation at all,
yeah.
it's wonderful. And so I noticed that those snack prayers that I was having is now becoming hungering and thirsting for some times of feasting
mm.
before God and having mm. more spiritual nourishment in that. And I, too, have seen more gratitude, more hope, and more peace. One of the other things that I've seen is, I've got two more little examples. Okay. One is in with my husband. There's been a great transformation in him and the relationship that we have. And he is this amazing godly man anyway. But when he would hear my alarms go off at the very beginning last September, and I'd go shut the door in the back room, he's like, what in the world
what are you doing?
What are you spending your time to do?
What are you doing?
And so I told him about it, and he's like, oh, count me in. I'm in on that too. And so he's been doing it since September as well. And I have seen a really transformation in the fact that we are doing that together. And he goes to his certain place when his alarms go off. I go to my certain place when the alarms go off. But sometimes at 9 p.m. when the alarm goes off in the evening and we're sitting together in the living room, that we'll take that 9 p.m. time and we'll pray together. And we will have an extended prayer time. And there's something very, very intimate and revealing when you lay your heart out before God with your spouse. It's very bonding. And so that has been a really glorious byproduct that we have seen. Another thing that we have seen is it seems like that we're studying the Bible more. And we're talking about that more amongst us. It's like we're kind of overflowing. It's like, you've got to know what I just read. What do you think of this passage? And we call it now our favorite time of the day. Our favorite time of the day is when one of us comes in with a question and we get into these long conversations and long discussions. And, and it's wonderful. It has been really good for bringing us together. More gratitude, more hope, more peace. Yeah.
That's amazing what God can do with just one little seed, one little thing, like setting timers on your phone can blossom into just all these spiritual benefits and earthly benefits.
That's right. That's right.
It's just so awesome what God can do.
The last little story that I have is about when in September when I first started and I was going around saying, hey, you need to do this. You need to do this. You're going to really like it. It'll be real beneficial for you. I had told several of my friends and family members about it. And we were having a dinner party at our house in the fall one night. And there were probably a dozen people there. And about 9 o'clock, the alarm went off. And seven different phones seven different ringtones rang. And we all looked around the room at each other and it's like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing because now we had this community. What I was doing or Jesse and I were doing by ourselves, now we had other people who were doing it. And you think about when you're praying at 9 o'clock in the morning or at noon or at 3 o'clock, and you know that there are other people that are on their knees before God. It is so faith-building and to be a part of a community like that. And so we spurred one another on to love and good deeds, and that was a fantastic thing. I wish I had thought to turn on my recorder when all of those alarms were ringing at the same time, because it was really glorious. Yeah. It really
was. I did one time... that reminds me of a story when I was just in a kind of a low place a few years ago, and I talked with a sister in Christ who I just love dearly, and she was like, you know what, let's set an alarm, and every day for the next 2 months, we're going to, at the same time, just not together, but we're just going to pray about this.
That's it.
And it's just, it's just awesome. I don't know how to describe it, how else to describe it. It's just... You just feel like you're not alone, and you feel it. You can feel it working.
It's the, the body of Christ,
the
way it's supposed to be. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Great. Well, so our goal at Stronger Women is to be stronger women, stronger in the Lord. Do you have any tips for someone who wants to start making space for God on their own? To me, it sounds a little overwhelming to do all that. So I need some tips.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you three things. I would say be consistent, be creative, and be communal. When I say be consistent, just remember this is a discipline, and discipline is training, and there's good benefits that will come from it. But it's okay if it's short. It doesn't have to be long. God says that he is not honored just because people have long prayers. And so you don't have to feel that. It's okay if you get annoyed Mm-hmm. And you have to start over. Just know it's one of your peaks and valleys. And when you get there, you have an opportunity to grow. And so look at it that way. It's okay to start over. And maybe you find some memory verses that you want to learn, and you pray those. And so that is another good opportunity to use that. So that's be consistent. Idea. Second one was be creative. And being creative, remember, you can pray scripture. Mm-hmm. You can pray out loud. It will help you focus your mind when you're a little bit distracted or you've got a lot of things going on. Some people love to write journals, prayer journals. And I think we had talked about that.
Yes, I had read a book on prayer a few years ago, and I wanted to pray for my immediate family. And I had a journal, and I was like, I don't know if I can think of enough to even make this worthwhile. But I just wrote pages and pages for my daughter and pages for my son and for my husband and myself. I'm still working on that myself. That's harder for me. It shouldn't be. And just writing that out and praying that in the times when I don't know what to say or just... It's just really powerful, and I need to be more consistent, because when I'm in those moments, it's really life-changing and really spiritually rich. I don't know how to describe it.
It reminds you. It's like Deuteronomy says, when God says like 31 times in the book of Deuteronomy, remember?
Uh-huh.
It's what you're doing. It's you're remembering.
Yeah.
You're remembering God's promises. You're remembering the hope. Mm-hmm. Remembering all that he's done for us.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
It is.
So write it out if you're a writer, or sometimes you can vary it one from one time to another. You can read prayers that other people have written. Mm. One of my favorites that has been very meaningful to me is I have a songbook now that I keep by my prayer chair in my little certain space. And I have been very surprised at how singing the very same songs that we sing when we come to church on Sundays and Wednesdays, singing those one-on-one, just me to God as a prayer, is so very meaningful. And many times I can't get through it without crying.
Yeah.
And so it's very meaningful. And so I recommend that you might be creative and try that. Make your lists, make your own themes, make your own times, whatever they are. You know, whatever works around your schedule. Everybody has different works and responsibilities. So just kind of be creative on that. And then, of course, the last one I said was be communal. Is it invite others? Like you had said before, you had already experienced that about praying with someone else and the power that comes behind that. I think sometimes that I think about how many people in the world may not have anyone that prays for them and how sad that is. But yet what amazing opportunity it is that we can be that person.
Yes.
And that we can bring their name and their need and their burden and their petition before God on their behalf. What an honor that is. No wonder he calls us the kingdom of priests. So that is wonderful. So be communal.
All right. Consistent, creative, and communal. Do you have any final encouragement you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Yes,
I'd and
like
me.
And myself, because this is I'm remembering myself. Remember that the purpose of this is to create a space for God. Sometimes it's that certain place, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a geographical space that you're creating. It's really space and time in your day that you're setting apart. That's the important part. And so God says that if we will draw near to him, he promises he will draw near to us. But in that passage in James, we initiate that. So just like the tabernacle, they built the tabernacle so God could fill it. We draw near to God so he can draw near to us. And when we abide in him, he abides in us. And so that's the purpose. Remember, that's our purpose. Another thing that I might suggest that you consider is your posture. I found that when I stepped away from my desk and stepped away from work, that it was beneficial. I had someone tell me that sometimes it's hard to get the world out of your mind. And so just do a little psychological trick. take two steps back, as if you're stepping away from the world, and two steps forward, as if you're stepping into the presence of God. And while it's not a real thing, it feels like a real thing.
That makes
and
sense.
So that posture can sometimes matter. But whether you're sitting at your desk or whether you are standing in your room, in your closet, in your certain place, don't be afraid to get down on your knees. You know, we sing so much about we bow down before you, but how often do we actually practice that? Don't be afraid to kneel, to bow low, to lay low. It's a physical reminder that we are in communion with the King of the universe.
What a privilege that
what
is
a privilege
that we take for
is.
I take for granted so much
what
to come
privilege.
Before the throne of God.
The throne of God, that's exactly right. And so when you come before his presence, remember to praise him for who he is, our Redeemer, our Rock, our Deliverer, our Salvation, all the majesty that belongs to him. Bring your petitions to him, though, because he tells us, he wants us to do that. In fact, he knows what we need before we ever even ask. But remember to bring the petition for others that may not even have the strength sometimes to pray for themselves. We can pray for them. And lastly, come with a heart that's penitent. Because I think it's so easy to follow after our own hearts, our own desires, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life.
It's those encouraged in our culture.
Exactly. Our culture wants to pull us away. The very same things they struggled with in the garden when God created that first space. It's the same struggles that we have today. So don't be afraid to examine yourself during this prayer time. Because the blood of Christ can cleanse us from all sin. So praise, petition, penitence. And then we cannot help but overflow because we will proclaim his excellencies and we will have more gratitude and more hope for eternal life and more peace in this one.
Isn't that what everyone wants?
Everyone needs.
Everyone needs it.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for encouraging us today, Ms. Kit. And I'm really excited to delve into my personal prayer life. And I hope we've encouraged you ladies out there as well. We want to say thank you also to the Baker Heights Church of Christ in Abilene, Texas, for making our show possible. If you want to visit us at bakerheights.org/strongerwomen, there's more content available there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, and we would love to hear from you. If you have any prayer tips, please give us a shout out. And lastly, if you are interested in a free Bible study online or by mail, you can go to bigcountry.worldbibleschool.org. And we just thank you so much for listening to us today.